Hello and welcome to the second installment of Media Moments, the Media Online's audio wrap of the top three biggest media stories from the past week. In case you missed any of the news, don't worry, we have you covered. I'm the site's multimedia journalist, Michael Bratt. Jumping straight to the first story. This week was very sad for the South African media industry as it bid farewell to the 40-year-old All Media Product Survey, otherwise known as AMPS. It's going to be replaced with the Establishment Survey, described as a single-minded and focused survey designed to provide an understanding of the South African population and broad media consumption habits. It'll be very interesting to see what the new Establishment Survey reveals when its first report is released. The South African Audience Research Foundation, the body behind AMPS, will also evolve, with its two remaining members, the Marketing Association of South Africa and the Advertising Media Forum, transforming it into a joint industry committee, representing the interests and research needs of the two organizations. Britta Reid attended the last presentation of AMPS and compiled a very detailed article for the Media Online, which you can read in the link below. The second major media story from the past week revolved around an open letter that was supposedly written by employees of companies owned and run by Oak Bay Investments, the holding company of the Gupta family. This includes media companies ANN7 and The New Age. Whoever wrote the letter was asking four South African banks, FNB, Standard Bank, Absa and Nedbank, to reopen the company's accounts. These were closed after the banks said they wouldn't do business with the Guptas any longer. However, controversy emerged over where exactly the letter had come from, as Oak Bay employees stated they did not write it. An article posted on the Media Online speculated that the letter may have been a PR stunt. If you are interested in reading the very thought-provoking piece, you can find it in the link below. The third big media story from the past 5 days broke yesterday, when it was revealed first to the Media Online that independent media agency RMS Media has joined a global network of independent media agencies called Local Planet. Company CEO Rob Smuts spoke to us and stated that this will benefit not only the agency, but also the clients that it serves. To find out more about this breaking story on the Media Online, you can read a detailed account in the link below. And that's it for another edition of Media Moments. Before I go, another story that you may want to have a look at, which has absolutely exploded on our site, is about how MSG Africa is creating two new radio stations. More information on this can be found in the link below, and is definitely worth the read. Until next Friday, from me, Michael Bratt, have a great weekend.